Coast 93.1, 98.9 WCLZ, and 101.9 POR. Three stations joined together with one mission, to feed our neighbors in need. Donate to Preble Street right now.
Text FOOD to 43414.
If you could introduce yourself and tell us who you are and how Preble Street has helped you.
My name is Andrew. I currently live in Portland. I'm sheltered in Portland, and I'm homeless. I'm actually from New Hampshire, and I came up here about 9 years ago. And I came up here because I needed some change in my life.
When was the first time you were homeless?
About 23 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, age 17. I was going through a lot at home at the time, and I ran away. I dropped out of high school in 10th grade, and I ran away. You know, and I did get on track in my early 20s, and I think it was probably not until my late 20s that I found myself homeless again.
And I know with help from Preble Street and its resources, which you can support right now by texting FOOD to 43414, you're doing very well now, I know. Before we turn the mics on, Andrew was telling us about how he played the flute, was actually a very accomplished flute player. And it's got to be so hard for musicians who don't have a place to live, and often their instruments get stolen.
They can be very expensive, and they can be, endlessly therapeutic. And sometimes people can become dependent on their instrument for therapy, just to cope when they have whatever struggles they're going through in life. But yeah, it has been huge throughout the years for me to be able to sit down and play a guitar, or just come up with a tune, or sit down with some friends and maybe come up with a song or something.
We're focused on financial donations, but if anyone has a flute or a guitar that they'd like to donate.
We're obviously really thankful, Andrew, that you could come in, and we're doing this all morning for Preble Street. You can get your donation in right now. Text FOOD to 43414. That's FOOD, FOOD, to 43414. To your mind, Preble Street gives you what? It's food, it's shelter.
Food and shelter, yeah. Clothing, even. It's been there in my time of need, and I've honestly probably been enabled to survive because of Preble Street, and I'm super grateful for that. All the staff are amazing, and they really are just there to help people who have needs.
So many of us take having a hot meal, a warm meal, for granted. What does that mean to you?
It's comforting. It's feeling of home, sweet home. To be honest, there have been times when I've been hungry for so long and struggled for so long that I had a hard time digesting food. Like, I had a hard time finishing my plate. I'm thankful for it today, and I don't take it for granted. That's for sure. And hopefully anybody that does have a meal every day knows that that's truly a blessing in their life. And there's a lot of people that don't have that luxury. And I really just try to be a good person, and I'm hoping for the best.
That's great.
We're having a conversation with Andrew right now, who has been on the receiving end of the services of Preble Street for quite a while and is joining us this morning to tell his story.
And what, Andrew, let me just give out the text number again. You can go to this station's website or text FOOD to 43414 to donate to Preble Street right now. $1 equals 5 meals to help folks like Andrew.
What, leading up to coming in here today, did you want to talk about? What did you want to express to everybody listening?
Yeah, if there was one thing I wanted to talk about today, it was that people that are homeless are people. And there's all different sorts of people, wonderful people, great people who deserve the help. If you're unable to donate your finances, please don't. I think it's important that we take care of ourselves first if we're able to. And, if you feel like you want to help, I think that's amazing.
Send a text right now to get that donation in. Text FOOD to 43414.
The homeless, audience is heavily judged and oftentimes misunderstood. Mm-hmm. And dare to have a conversation with somebody who you wouldn't normally. Mm-hmm. Dare to sit down beside somebody who's not as clean as you would like them to be, or doesn't smell as good as you would like them to be. And perhaps just be supportive, mm-hmm. Because I think that's the number one thing, is people need support. and they need to feel encouraged. Sometimes they do need someone just to listen and to say, that sounds really hard. I'm so sorry you're going through that. You know, I wish you weren't.
Andrew, who is in a shelter now, giving us the perspective of why the Preble Street resources are so important. And if you want to contribute, text FOOD to 43414. Do you find yourself encouraging other people who are facing homelessness?
I keep it really simple. You know, I try to let just about everybody I meet know that if there's some way I can help, please tell me. I want to. You know, regardless, I don't have to like you. I don't have to be your friend. But I care enough about you that I want to help you improve your situation. I run into people all the time with no shoes on their feet.
Mm.
And I might have three or four pairs. I'll run in and grab a pair. Like, just put these on, you know. Like, it's getting colder out. I can't stand to see somebody walking around in socks because they don't have a choice.
Mm.
You know, I think that's a spirit that we could all stand to celebrate and maybe practice a little more.
Yeah. If Andrew in his position can give one of his only three pairs of shoes, I think we've got a lot of people listening right now who could part with $10, $20, $50, $100. $1 equals 5 meals. Contribute now by texting FOOD to 43414. Thanks, Andrew.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.